In New England, it's day one of a new era for football fans. Super Bowl champions for the first time ever. The Patriots beat the St. Louis Rams 20-17 last night in an upset victory in New Orleans. In Boston, the victory parties went late. The biggest one is still to come. From member station WBUR, Tony Randolph reports.
Oddsmakers predicted the St. Louis Rams would win the Super Bowl, and even a few Patriots fans had their doubts that the Pats could win. So when the game was all tied up with less than 2 minutes to play, New England fans held their collective breath as Adam Vinatieri took to the field.
Here we go.
And when he clinched the winning field goal with 7 seconds left on the clock, Patriots fans at the Sports Depot restaurant in Boston erupted. The Patriots have been to the Super Bowl twice before, in 1986 and 1997, but they lost. This game had a storybook ending for Patriots fan Bob Rossman.
I feel awesome. This is the most unbelievable victory from coming back as an underdog all season long, coming up big right down to the last play of the game. We couldn't have wrote a better script.
New England sports fans are used to suffering. The Bruins haven't been in the Stanley Cup in more than a decade, and the Red Sox haven't won the World Series since 1918. The last time a Boston team won a championship was when the Celtics won the NBA title back in 1986. Now some fans are proclaiming Sunday's victory as a new beginning for New England sports teams.
Last week when they won, it was like, yes, they're making it back to the Super Bowl, and now that it's so exciting, and we're going to be walking on clouds all for a while now. It's going to be great.
How long that great feeling will last is up in the air. New England coach Bill Belichick probably won't be able to keep his Super Bowl winning lineup in place next year.
I don't think that's totally possible. I know there's going to be some changes on our team, just like there will with everybody else's. And, we're going to just have to try to maximize, keep as many people as we can and do the best that we can to keep the team together.
But New England sports fans spent today savoring the victory and recovering from celebrations that lasted late into the night. Celebrations that in some cases were marred by vandalism. Now Boston is gearing up for a big victory rally tomorrow for its newly crowned Super Bowl champions. For NPR News, I'm Tony Randolph in Boston.